Thank you both for your testimony. Are there any questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Bloom.
Yes, hello. Thank you for being here, two of you. Have you been offered or have you found out of any remediation for your contamination that may be available?
Only in the DEP is in the process of, we're on the list at least to receive a water filtration service for our home water.
But nothing about remediation of the contamination in the soils?
No.
What we're hearing from state agencies, as well as from MAFCA, is that the only scalable remediation is soil removal, which is, that seems impossible on a farm scale and not a realistic option.
So filtration is the only answer that you have at this point?
That's right.
Thank you.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you both for sharing your very horrible story with us. It really puts a reality to the issue for me, and I'm sure for others. Have you looked at any possibility of recovering some of your losses here through litigation? Is that viable? Or how are you dealing with that kind of liability overhang?
Yes, we sort of are at the beginning stages of talking with some lawyers. It's been a lot. Suddenly, all of this information and learning and talking with all these different departments and whatnot.
We only got our test results on December 23rd.
Yeah, so it's been very quick.
Christmas.
We're at the beginning stages, but definitely thinking that way, some kind of litigation.
Thank you.
Representative Gramlich.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you both for being here. And I echo Senator Bennett's remarks in terms of what you all have to deal with. You indicated that you got your test results just this past December 23rd. I'm curious what prompted you to have the test, and when did you initially have it? How long did it take for you to get your results back?
So we learned from one of our customers who is a registered Maine guide and received the letter from Inland Fisheries and Wildlife about landfilling venison. As a registered guide, she got curious about her business and started looking into the publicly available information on the DEP website, found the ArcGIS site. On the ArcGIS site, found a pin two pins actually representing sludge application licenses.
Near us, not the pin wasn't exactly on our land, but it was near enough us that she alerted us to look into it. But we had not been contacted by the DEP, so we had to hire a private company in order to get tests or samples taken and tested. And that process was 15 business days from when it was sampled to the test results.
Thank you. And did you find that when you went to the DEP website relative to PFAS and testing and all of this information associated with this toxic chemical, did you find the information on the DEP website helpful, adequate, informative to meet what you were kind of looking for in terms of what you had heard from the Maine guide and getting tested?
I would say none of the available information anywhere is adequate for what we're facing and for what Maine is facing.
Thank you very much.
Representative Ziegler.
Yes, and thank you both for coming today. And I want the panel to know that they make an excellent product and you can make some wonderful, wonderful food from what they've raised on their farm. My question is to what Senator Bennett said in regards to litigation and being proactive for it. Have you seen any class action possibilities for litigation of other farmers that you would join?
Not of other farmers at this point. I think we have the distinction of being the first vegetable farm to be in touch with the DACF about this issue. We're not going to be the last. Since contacting them, we know several farms in our area who have received letters from the DEP or who are waiting for test results. But we're just a little bit ahead in terms of our knowledge. You know, I know that there are some class action lawsuits in Fairfield for sort of household, you know, residents, but nothing from farms at this point that I'm aware of.
I have a couple questions for both of you. I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you. I'm wondering geographically how close you are to Hawk Ridge, the Casella composting facility, geographically.
I don't know specifically. I would say probably definitely under 10 miles, but...
We're in Southern Unity near Freedom Village. Okay. And the Hawk Ridge facility is in, I guess, in Unity Township. So northwest of us, a good ways.
And have your neighbors started to test their domestic drinking wells?
We notified them when we got our well results back because nobody had. And as far as I know, I don't know, I guess, at this point. At that point, we were the first people telling all of our neighbors. Uh-huh. I don't know if anybody's received any information from the DEP at this point.
Yeah, I know that one of our neighbors had varying levels of familiarity with the issue and varying levels of concern. One of our neighbors who has two young children requested testing from DEP and is in line for that process. The last we spoke to DEP, it sounded like they were developing an action plan for this site proximate to the two applications, the two licenses.
But hadn't done anything yet.
That was a week ago. They, since getting our private tests done and informing DACF and DEP of our results, we're in the system. DEP has been back to take follow-up well water tests to see what other particulate matter will be captured in the filter and what sort of filtration system we need. DACF has been out to collect additional soil samples in two other greenhouses on site and to collect product samples, everything available this time of year that represents our produce and grain business. And at that point, I guess that was a week ago that both agencies were out. And at that point, they hadn't reached out there. They were developing the action plan to contact other residents, but hadn't yet.
Representative Boyle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you for the two of you for your testimony. I really mean that the folks like you are the reason we on the other side of this screen, the legislators, are in the business that we're in. It's why we run for the legislature. And it's very meaningful that the two of you have come in front of this committee with your personal story. I have four grandchildren about the age of your son. So I know it means a lot to me. My question is, so thank you, Madam Chair. My question for you is if, specific to LD 1875, let's say that this committee passes it and it goes all the way through and it becomes law. Can you describe for us how that will affect you both personally and your business?
I think we will be gratified to know that Maine is taking this problem seriously now, that here we are 30 years late, on our land, but at this point we're recognizing the historic damage that's been done across the state, and is only beginning to emerge. There's going to be more information. There are going to be more farms. There are going to be more wells. We know that, and so it will mean a lot to know that we're taking the issue seriously and acting in a proactive way.
Any additional questions for Johanna and Adam. All right, not seeing any. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Senator Curry will be up next. Welcome, Senator Curry. It's nice to see you in an ENR this morning.
Thank you, Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker. I appreciate it. I'm not going to read my prepared statement. I've submitted that online. I wanted to be here in support of Johanna and Adam. They are constituents of mine, and I just wanted to say this issue is huge, and I am so happy that this committee is taking it so seriously. Johanna and Adam reached out to me and let me know their situation. We spent a good amount of time in their sorting shed, freezing so we could be COVID separated, and their toddler was all bundled up in there. And the issue, Representative Boyle, the moment, I had that same moment sitting with them, that this is why I ran, this is the work I want to be doing, this is incredibly real. And I started out thinking about their farm. I started about this young couple setting up their farm, putting their passion into this, making conscious decisions to live a very healthy life and to share that, and the betrayal that this state-led program of what we call beneficial sludge has brought to them, you know, across time, this betrayal from 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago, two owners ago on this property. And I started out about this betrayal around their business. And then the reality that this was their water, and that it was not just their water and not just their land, but their blood, that for all three of them that we have betrayed. And the health of our farmers and the livelihoods of our farmers are just so important to me, and I know it's important to you as well. And I just want to highlight that for this committee, how important this is. My hat is off to them, because very early on in this process, they made the decision to go public, to pull their products from the shelf, to tell all of their retailers. That's a very big business decision very early on in the process. And they did that because of their values, because of their principles, wonderful folks. And I just want to support them and put my support for these measures. Again, these two measures are too late. I hope we will have, and I expect we will have, further measures to support the farmers that have been impacted, so that the legislature can be taking action for that. But that's not these two bills. I'm in support of these bills so we can turn off the tap and stop contaminating these farms. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Does the committee have any questions for Senator Curry? Thank you for joining us.